I'm always happy before I preach that, you know, we have Dr. Ng to share, and then Pastor Ching Chung to pray, because the longer they share, the longer they pray, the lesser I have to preach. Because our Elder Brian says that, you know, your time is limited to only 40 minutes, to don't drag on people, you know, need to go back. That's why one pastor, you know, first time to the church, and he asked the residing pastor, he said, you know, Pastor, how long can I preach? He said, oh, you can preach as long as you want, but we all go home at 12:30. I hope you don't walk out on me at 6:30 afterwards. Now, I was told just now, Pastor Ching Chung reminded us, I'm supposed to preach on, give us this day our daily bread, God's providence. That's taken from the Lord's Prayer. And last minute, I changed it because the Lord has, instilled on me what Pastor Isaac has shared last Sunday, talking the whole scenario, the whole vision and mission of the church. And I think that was, to me, that was one of the best sermons he has preached as far as I've heard all these 40 years. It was so dynamic and really get the church all going. A lot of people are talking about it. But then as I look at our vision, which is here, you know, it says that to be a loving and caring church that glorifies God in evangelism and disciple making. As I look at this, I say, hey, I need to share this because this is the vision of the church. You know, we have all those things about prayer, about worship, about care group, great. But our vision here is to be a loving and caring church. Loving and caring church, and it's so important. In fact, that is the new commandment that the Lord has given to us. If you have your Bible, turn to John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. This is exactly what is in the vision. Not just to be a loving, you know, and to be a caring church, but also in evangelism and disciple making. So look at it. He says that a new command I give to you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. For those of you who are preaching, you know, this will be a good two verses for you to preach a three-point sermon. The first one, he says that a new command I give to you. What is the new command? Love one another. That is the new command. It's here. A new command I give you, love one another. You know we have the greatest commandment. Huh? You remember that? When the scribe asked the expert of the law and the lawyer asked Jesus which is the greatest commandment in the Bible, because there's 600 over commands in the Bible, and Jesus said, you know, love the Lord with all your heart, all your strength, all your soul, and all your might, and love one another. So the greatest command in the Bible is to love God, you know, with everything that we have. Love God with everything we have, and that is so important. And that's actually what Pastor Isaac was telling last Sunday. Worship God with our heart, not just with our voices. You know, go deeper in the Word. You know, so we need to. If you love God, you want to read His Word, because this is God's Word to us. The Bible is the Word of God to us. If you love God, you don't come to worship. If you love God, you know, you come to worship late, walking, you know, as and when you like, you know, you don't really love God. If you truly love God, if you put God as first in your life, then you will give your best to the Lord. I think as parents, we know, isn't it? Huh? We love our children without even asking. We love our children. We love our family. And I know of parents who sell their houses, sell their estates to send the children overseas to study, without even the children asking. Why? Because they love their children the best. And that is exactly, if we love God, you know, with all our heart, we don't have to ask you to give to missions. We don't have to ask you to serve with your spiritual gift. You will do it because of your love for God. So that is the most important, you know, the greatest commandment, that is upwards. What Jesus is saying, you know, that is the great command, the greatest commandment. The new commandment is to love one another. That is inward. Upward, inward. You know, we love one another. He says that, you know, a new command I give to you. You know, and new commandment is to love one another. Why is it the new command? You know? Because the old commandment, if you look at the old commandment, is always the laws, the Torah, the laws of Moses, as I've said, you know, 600 over. You know, that is all the law. But who can keep all all the laws? So somebody have said, you know, you can keep, you know, some of the commandments some of the time, you know, and you can keep all the commandments some of the time, you know. All the commandments you keep are some of the time, you know. And you can keep all the commandments, but you cannot keep all the commandments all the time. Somehow along the way, we will break one or two of the commandments, you know. That's why, then why was the commandment given? Somebody have said the commandments, you know, was given to prove that man cannot keep those commands. Man cannot keep. Which of us can keep all the commandments all the time? None of us. I'm sure even Mother Teresa or Dr. Billy Graham cannot keep all the commandments all the time, because Jesus said what? You know, if you have, you know, sinful thoughts against another woman, you've already broken the law, you've already committed adultery. No need to catch the two of you together, no need. You have, you know, say, and come on, man, which of us have not, broken that commandment? And the other one is, you know, thou shalt not kill. But Jesus said, you don't have to physically kill people. You will hate people, you already committed murder. And which of us, honestly, have not hated somebody? All of us have. So how can we keep all the commandments all the time? So actually, the commandments were given to us to prove that none of us here on earth can keep all the commandments all the time. That is the old commandment, you know. None of us can keep, you know, all the time. That's why the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us. There's no one who have never sinned. Again, even Mother Teresa, even Dr. Brigham, Haile, you know, Reverend Christians, they have. Sometime in their life they have sinned. Then why was the commandment given? Like I say, is to prove that we cannot keep all the commandments. You know? And so, Galatians chapter 3, verse 24, it says, the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, you know, that we may be justified by faith. So none of us by our works can be saved. None of us. So the law was given to tell us you cannot. So why? So then we need to have faith in our Lord. Ephesians chapter 2, you know, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. For we are saved by grace. You know, by grace, by faith and the grace, you know, by faith in the Lord. And it is by grace. None of us, it is, you know, by our works. Yeah? None of us by work. So here it tells us, so the new command here is to, it tells us the new ways of, a new way of leading people to the Lord, you know, and make them realize that with their own works, they cannot believe in the Lord. They cannot have salvation of that. So here the new commandment is to love one another. So the first object is here to tell us that the new commandment is to love one another. And then he says the second one is, you know, as I have loved you, you must love one another. If you have your Bible, circle that must. You know, here, as I have loved you, so you must love one another. There's no choice. It's a command. You must love one another inside the church, brothers and sisters. We must love one another. You cannot choose to love some and not love another. You cannot. It's a command. In military, you know, it's called martial. You know, if some of you have watched those Hong Kong movies, you know, sometimes, you know, the sergeant or the top guy in the police will say, you know, I go and catch so-and-so, and there happens to be the brother or the sister that go and dilly-dally, you know, I don't want to do it. And he say, and then he say, this is a command. And he say, yes, sir. Yes, sir, it's a command, you have to do it. You know, otherwise you become martial. So this is exactly here. Here he says, you know, As I have loved you, so you must love one another. So the first thing is that you have no choice. You must love one another. How to love one another? Of course I love brother and sister in the church, you know. But he says, as I have loved you. The example is how Christ loves us. You use that love to love one another, not just simply, I don't quarrel with him now, you know, I don't have bad grudges against him. Not the type of love. Sacrificial love. Unconditional love. So if we don't love one another, how are we to carry, the Great Commission? So, brothers and sisters, we have to love one another. So sad, you know, the church. I've been a Christian. I will say this so many times. I've been baptized for 60 years already. This is my 60th year. 1959, I was baptized. No, sorry, now already 61. 2020 already. I've been baptized for 61, and I've been a pastor of six churches full time. You know, for 40 years. So sad, you know, to find that it's so difficult for brothers and sisters in the church to love one another. So sad. So sad. We see church break up, you know, church fights, church quarrels, somebody will leave, you know. That day even I was sharing with one pastor, he says, there are two brothers in my church, he says, because it's a shop lot, so, you know, they have to walk up, you know. If this brother walking by and see their brother coming down, he will quickly turn around and then, because they don't talk to each other. Just try if you cross them, what to say? Unless you give him a punchline, you know, because they don't love him, what? You know? So there are people like that. Come out of the toilet, suddenly go and turn around, you know, because this brother is coming out. Hopefully sisters don't do that. Probably sisters do that more, we don't know. He's talking about the brothers. You know, there are people like that in the church who don't talk to each other. Talk bad about each other. But here he says that we have to love one another. You know? That's why somebody have said, you know, it's easy to love the world. Like, you know, Dr. Ng says, you know, when we love those migrants, we love everybody. It's so easy. So difficult to love the guy sitting beside me in church. You know, because he's always talking bad about me. That was my seat, and every Sunday he come and sit in my seat. You know, there are people who have a lot of seat one. You know, you don't sit, so sit in that seat, they'll be angry. You sit there. You know, yeah, there are people like that. But here it tells us to love one another. We have no choice to our brothers and sisters, just like, you know, physically, we have no choice to our brothers and sisters. We don't even have choice for our parents, isn't it? You cannot choose. If I choose, I want to choose a rich parent, you know, but you have no choice. Brothers and sisters, also you have no choice. God gave us, you know, three children, you know, the eldest is a son, then followed by two girls, you know, and then after 10 years, the third and the fourth, 10 years break, you know, then my first daughter always wants a boy. You know, I hope he will be a boy. My second daughter always wants a girl to play with. So I say, Daddy, you pray to God, see what God wants, you know, to give you. Hopefully, he won't give you a pandan, a half-half. Then it'll be worse, you know. One actually pray for a boy. Oh, hope this will be a boy. That time didn't know yet. And then one day, I want a girl. I say, you pray and see whatever God gives, you know, for mommy and daddy, doesn't really matter. You know, whatever God gives, that must be the best. It came out to be a boy, you know. So, two boys, the eldest and the youngest, a boy with two daughters in between. Equal, maybe God knows best. Two girls, two boys, and Chinese will be long, good. So, you have no choice, right? You know, you have no choice to that. And so here, brothers and sisters, also you have no choice who comes to the church. You may not like him, but you have no choice. I mean, the church is open for everybody. You may not like him, but because of the love of God, because God has forgiven him, he has come into this fellowship at this time. Just now, one brother was telling me, he said, "Hey, Pastor Song, I went to the church in Straits Baptist. That was after you have left, But I heard you preach before that a few times, you know. So at the time he was in Straits Baptist, but now he's here. I don't know for good or not, So see, certain times we don't know, but at this moment, if God has put you here, then you serve here, then you love the brothers and sisters here. So if you don't love brother and sister What is just now, what did I say? The greatest command is to love God with everything that you have. That means you're not listening to God. That means actually you're not loving God. If you're not keeping His commandments, this new command here, you are not keeping, you know, you're not keeping this new command, then you're not keeping this new greatest commandment that God has given to you. So they're actually all in together. Loving God with everything that you have, that means you need to obey Him, you need to love Him. If you love Him, you obey Him, then you keep this new command, to love one another. And why did Jesus tell us to love, you know, to keep this commandment? There must be a reason. The third one is, by this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. That is the reason. That is the third part, missions. You know, when we love one another, then all men will know that you are my disciples. Jesus, we are Christians, you know. Then if you love one another. So actually, loving one another is our brand, you know. Loving one another is our logo. Very often we see, you know, a gospel when, you know, God is love. Come inside here, okay, fight, fight, fight. And outside there, God is love. Ridiculous, isn't it? But it's so it happens. I mean, if you have been a Christian for a while, you know it happens in every churches. There are church fights, you know. Their pastors don't talk to each other. Leaders don't talk to each other. It's so pathetic. And yet outside we say God is love. Are we hypocrites? So help us, ask God to you know, pray and ask God to help us. Since this is what the world knows, that's why, you know, this mission that we're having El Shaddai is good. You know, we really go out and help them because we are Christians. Not because I want to be a good guy, not because I want to be praised, you know. No, we are Christians that time. We are helping you. We are loving you with the love that God has given to us. That is when we love one another, when we work together as a team. You know, they will see all the doctors coming together, all the other people coming together, doing sweeping, cleaning. Why are we doing this? We don't get paid, what? Because of the love of God. And when you see all of this group working together, you know, they are from the church. What a brand that would be. I remember I was pastoring a church in Europe. You know, it's upstairs, first floor. So one of our brothers, you know, passed away. And, you know, because of the narrowness, we can't take the coffin up to the thing, you know. So there was a big playground in between the flats behind the church. So we did the wake service there for 2 nights, you know. And then all the brothers and sisters, you know, of course we catered the chairs and the tables and all, but it's not enough. So every evening, those brothers and sisters, after work, they will bring all the chairs down, all the makan things down, and all the flats around, they were watching. They were watching. And after that, they will take the clean up and take all the things back to the church. After 2 nights, one couple came to our church. Never came before. I said, who asked you to come? He says, you know, Pastor, for 2 nights, I watched, you know, the people from the church bring the chairs, help to clean up, put up the tents. After that, take back, middle of the night. Next day, do it again. I was so touched. Church people do that. Love one another. Just because a brother has, you know, passed away. We didn't purposely do to show people, you know. No, because, I mean, that's the normal thing that we do. But the whole world is watching. Non-Christians are watching. So it's so important for us to love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples. If we love one another. Brothers and sisters, loving one another is so important to keep the next one, that is the mission, the great commission out there. We can go and preach, we can go everywhere, you know. If we don't love one another, people will know. If we ask people to come here and then they will see the vibration, you know, the church here, you know, whether we love one another on Sunday, how, you know, do we love one another or we stare at each other? You come into a church, the newcomers can feel the vibration in this church, you know, or in any church, whether there's love in the church or not. We thank God. I've been here only for 9 months, you know. I can see, you know, I can feel this is a loving church. But there are also so many members who actually come here to worship as spectators,
not host.
You see, brother and sister, if you are a member of this church, or even if you have been coming regularly to this church, you are the host, not a guest. So sad that many members, you know, who come here as hosts to be taken care of, to be ministered to, yes, but to be talked to. No, it is your church. If people come to your house like, you know, Chinese New Year, you are the host. You know, then you have to, you know, you have to provide their needs. You have to, you know, you feed them. You have to make them feel at home, isn't it? So this is your spiritual home. It belongs to you. You're here. You're a member of this church. You know, you've been here for a while, even if you're not a member for whatever reason. So you have to be a host. Take care of those people, you know, whom you have not seen for a long time. Like, you know, Pastor Isaac always tell me, every Saturday or every Sunday, he tried to find, you know, 5 people that he has not spoken to or don't know their names to ask. I've been trying to do that also, you know, but the next week I forgot the name already. Sydney moment. So this time I want to write it down, you know, so the next time I see them, I know. You know, because there's so many, actually some I know by face, but I ask that. Sometimes I ask 3 times also, I just feel bad also. Lah. And then, Pastor, you asked before already, you know. Yeah, I asked before already, forgive me, old people. 75-year-old, what do you expect? I can remember to come here very good already. So, you know, so you are a host of this church. So the next time, next Sunday, tomorrow Sunday, if you come, you find people that you don't know, find some people to talk to. You are the host. One time there was, you know, a guy going to the church. Nobody talked to him. 3 times he went there, also nobody to talk to him. So he prayed, he said, Lord, I'm going to give this church last chance. If today, the 4th time I go, nobody talks to me, I will walk out of this church and never come back to this church again and find another church. So 4th Sunday, he went to the church. Still nobody talked to him. So he went there and looked at the notice board, like outside a notice board. Suddenly one guy came and pat on the back. Hello, brother. Wow, he was so happy. Huh? And then they talked for a while, you know. And then he said, brother, thanks, you know. How long have you been in the church? Oh, today also my first time. First time coming, talk to the 4th time coming. It has happened, you know. So tomorrow morning, if you see people looking at notice board, you know, probably they are giving the church the last time, last opportunity. Find people to talk to. I know you have all your own khaki, you know, you have all your care group, you have your own group. You can talk after that. You know, you have your boys' brigade, you can talk after that. But actually, Rick Warren is a purpose-driven church. He says the first 15 minutes of the church, it's not for us to gather to talk about tonight, what, tomorrow, what, no. It's to find new members in the church to talk to them. That's the first 15 minutes. And it's so important. I mean, if people come here, nobody talks to them, you think they're going to come again? No. There was one leader of a church that went south, you know, went to JB there. So after a while, I asked him, there are Baptist churches there, do you join there? No, I went to AOG church. Why? I mean, you've been a Baptist all your life. I go there for 3 weeks, so nobody speak to me. And those are not big churches, you know, like here, big churches, at least, you know, at least sometimes we miss that. Small churches. But when I went to an AOG church, 200 over people, the moment finished, oh, so many people came around, take my name, not take me out for lunch. It's not because of the lunch, but first time. But first time I go, really, people zoom in, take my... Hey, it's so good, isn't it? And one of my elders, you know, from Malacca Baptist Church, his daughter studying in Taylor. Yeah? So the daughter went to Subang First Baptist Church. And then he came back, he reported, I think this is something we should learn. He says, when I sat down to there to have lunch, we have people take my photo with my daughter, write my name, you know, and then send a card to me. I feel so touched. You know, he's from Covenant Baptist Church, one of the elders. He said, I will go back and do it in my own church. I don't know whether we can do it or not. You know, we have, otherwise, you will forget. I mean, every Sunday we have maybe 10 or 15 people here. You take my photo and write the name so that they know the next time come, it's already printed in the photo, the name, the daughter's name. I feel, you know, nice that the church is reaching out to people. You know, sometimes, you know, we have Just recently, you know, people fill up the names, fill up a card, they came for Christmas, you know, and there's one that takes it whether you're the first time, you know, or second time, you know. There are people who say, I've been coming regularly to this church, yet they fill up, but I don't know whether we know them or not. I personally, I don't know who they are. Anyway, I send them a letter, sorry, you know, you have come here for a few times and we have not, you know, made friends with you, you know, maybe, you know, the next time you come, you look up for me so that, you know, I can, you know, talk to you. Yeah, maybe also one reason, you know, we upstairs also, you know, the moment they finish, they all go back, you know, because it's they don't have this fellowship. That's why we encourage you to join the care groups, because actually our church is so big. Sunday 400 over people. How to really get to know the people? So it is not just we only have four pastors, you know, and then three elders, and then we have the deacons. Not enough to go around so many people. So I'm telling you, encourage you. You are the host of this church. Don't only land it on the pastors. Don't only land it on the elders and the deacons. We can only speak to three or five people only on Sunday. All of you should be doing that, because you are the host. You know, you are the host. You belong to this church. It is your responsibility, not just the leader's responsibility. And when we do that, you know, caring, you know, and love will be multiplied in this church. But of course, you need to start from the leaders. Church experts have already said, after 3 years, the culture of the church, whole church, will follow the leadership of the church. If the elders and the pastors are very critical, the whole church will be very critical. If the pastors and the leadership are very caring, the whole church will be very caring. It follows. They will look at us, the example. So you have to lead by example, brothers and sisters. And if all of us, you know, are doing it, since you have been here, some of you I heard, you know, have been here in the 70s or 80s already, how many years already? Don't treat this, you know, like you are a visitor only. This is your church. God has put you here at this time. Be a host and, you know, try to make friends with people here. Come on Sunday. Find some people like Pastor Isaac said. Find some people you do not know. They may be here for some time, but you have not known them. Talk to them, put down their names, you know, and keep in contact. Now with the WhatsApp, it's so easy. You know. So I hope, you know, that you will live out this vision of the church in our church. And not just is a motto only, you know. And here it says, you know, to be a loving and caring church that glorifies God. When we do that, we glorify God. And then evangelism and disciple making. We will reach out to people. People will come because of our love for each other, because we care for them. We love them, not just on Sunday, but we truly have the New Hope Ministry. We have our welfare ministry where we want to reach out to the people to help them. We have the El Shaddai Ministry, which is all very good, reaching out to the world. But unless we love one another here, we will not be able to reach that goal. So pray and see what God is speaking to you. Let's pray. Father God, we want to thank you for this new commandment you have given to your disciples. And we see, Lord, they have truly lived out that new commandment in their lives. And now we see so many people all over the world, preached by these 12 disciples, have come to know you. Father, we also want to do the same here in Pantai Baptist Church. Help all of us, Lord, the leaders, the elders, the pastors, the deacons, and even our regular members. We pray, Lord, that we can live out this in our lives, in this church, so that more people can be cared for, more people can love you. In Jesus' name we pray all this. Amen.